In a world where the topics are better made.
I don't even know where to transition from that. how do you go from that? They're just topics. But they're better.
Made.
Oh, welcome back, guys.
It's good to be back.
Oh, so, how you liking Origins?
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I was about to...
Not everybody knows what I'm talking about.
People were like, Origins of what? Yeah, so, I like it. It's... So anyone that doesn't know, Origins, Assassin's Creed, is the Egyptian game. I've played almost all of the older ones that have come out, and...
This is, like, the first, like, newer modern day. Yeah. Like, not modern day, but, like, modern one they did.
Yeah, I this one's been holding me back from playing the Spartan one, the Viking one, and then they have a new one now, I think, Indian or Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I think it takes Peru place in Baghdad.
Is that where it is?
So Baghdad? That would be Iraq.
Okay. Well,
Or is Baghdad is in Afghanistan, right? It's Afghanistan.
You're asking the wrong guy. But I do know that I like all the stories from all those games. They do a really good job with putting history in the game, and I love history. So
yeah, you know, they hire real historians to like, help with that, to make it as accurate as possible.
I remember one of them, you met like Michelangelo and a different inventor too.
Yeah. That's the one with Ezio. I think that was Brotherhood.
Yeah. I think it was the second or first one.
Yeah. It is cool. And then in the third one, you meet George Washington. Like, they just put really key characters.
I love the one where you're in the United States, the Civil War, like, time frame.
Iraq.
It is Iraq?
Yeah, I just looked it up. Baghdad, okay. Iraq.
Well, they do a really good job with the stories on all these games, and I've been kind of putting off Origins for a while now, so...
It's my personal favorite, honestly, out of them. I love the whole Egyptian thing. Just being able to go explore those pyramids is
like,
really
I got
cool.
You a Christmas gift that was kind of Egypt-related because of that.
It's just really cool. And I know once you get to Valhalla, you like Vikings.
I love Vikings, like I'm really excited for Valhalla.
Odyssey was fun too. I just finished up Odyssey for the second time last month.
I started Odyssey and I stopped because I was like, God, this reminds me so much of Black Sea because of how much sailing there was to get to all the different.
Oh, you mean Black Flag?
Black Flag, sorry, Black Flag. But like, there was just so much sailing, and in Black Flag, I didn't mind it because
honestly, in Odyssey, there's not a whole. It might have just been the part that you were at because there's a little bit of sailing. I'm
really?
Not gonna lie, just a little bit, but most of the time you're on land doing stuff.
Okay, well, I can't wait to play them again, but I'm getting back in, dipping my toes in.
Yeah, it's a great story. I think I like it.
Okay, so let's get right into the nitty gritty of everything. We are talking, am I the asshole first?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. So, am I the asshole for not wanting to be woke up in the middle of the night and wake my husband, or and make my husband food, or rub him? Rub him.
Hmm.
Lately, my husband has been waking...
Well, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's look at this title right here.
Okay.
Now, so far, I'm going to go with no, you're not the asshole, because if rub him means what I think it means... I'm not just going to wake up Monica next to me and be like, hey, give me a hand.
Go ahead, rub me.
I'm like, who does that?
No, it's not that here. So in the first paragraph, it does explain that. Lately, my husband has been waking me up at between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. because he is hungry and wants a rub, back or arm.
Okay, there it is.
So I'm really happy they do specify that because like that would have drove me crazy if they didn't. I hate being woken up when I am sleeping. Well, no one likes being
woken up. Yeah, nobody likes that.
That's such a stupid sentence. Last time he woke me up by poking me until I woke up. It's not hard, just insistent. I hate being woken up when I am deep asleep.
Once again, who doesn't?
Yeah, again. I told him he needs to not make a habit of it because he wants a snack in the middle of the night. He can get it himself. And if he wanted a rub, he should have asked before we went to bed. Okay, well.
I mean, those are acceptable terms.
Very acceptable. He thinks I am the asshole because I don't drive. And he has to wake up to bring me to work every day, Monday through Friday at around 7:15 a.m.
It's not that early.
Yeah, it's not that early, but what does he do? Like, what time is he getting to bed? So, like, it did say he's waking up between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. So, what time is he going to bed? Like, does he work, like, some graveyard shift in the morning?
Yeah, you're right. It did say, so is he just getting home? Yeah, but then she also said he should have asked for one before bed. Exactly. So that kind of sounds like they go to bed together.
It's kind of confusing. All right. I tried to say waking up after 8 full hours is different than being woke up in the middle of the night. I can usually fall back asleep fast after, but sometimes, like tonight, I have trouble. He said it's because his back hurts, etc. He wants a rub to fall back asleep, but didn't tell me that until tonight. I also sometimes wake him up snoring. She wakes him up snoring? Or he wakes... Huh. So, am I the asshole for not waking up in the middle of the night to make him a snack or give him a rub when he has to wake up to take me to work in the morning? I feel like I am the asshole because I didn't know it was because his back hurt and to help him fall back asleep, but at the same time, he is a grown man and can get his own midnight snack. I can answer questions tomorrow, or I guess today since it's now 4 a.m. Also on mobile, so forgive any spelling or grammar issues.
I guess she's having one of those rough nights again.
Edit. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to keep telling him no. This just started about a week ago, and I didn't do it every time. Last night, he wanted me to microwave his leftovers at 3 a.m., and I did it just so he would stop saying he was hungry. I'm going to stick to telling him no and not do it. Edit 2. I get panic attacks when I drive. I am thinking of getting lessons at a driving school, but it's hard when they are so expensive. I am not sure how they would deal with the panic attacks. Edit 3. He is not a cat. Thanks, everyone. I was standing my ground about not doing it and wanting to make sure he was right, or making sure I was right. It's good to know so many agree with me. Chances are he will try again, and when I say no, he will stop, or will stop now that he had the argument about it. I don't plan on giving in to him being childish about this. I have to get back to work, but I appreciate everyone commenting. Edit 4.
Damn.
I asked him for a divorce today.
Whoa!
He was surprised.
That escalated quickly.
He was surprised and said, I didn't put enough effort in, shaking my head.
Edit 4. I asked him for a divorce today.
Yeah, like, I honestly did not expect that in the last edit. That was the last edit, too.
That's
just left you on a cliffhanger of, like...
We go from, like, he's not a cat, I'm going to keep telling him no, or maybe he'll stop asking, you know, who knows. Yep. Edit 4. I asked him for a divorce today.
Yeah, it's like holy cow. Shit, this escalated very quickly.
Wow, obviously. Well, this guy sounds like a complete douche. Like, you're going to wake up your wife to go heat up your leftovers,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, it sounds like something else is going on here. Like,
this guy sounds like a baby, like a man-child.
So, like, I have, like, a little bit of experience in this. So, my wife... the best wife in the world. If I'm hungry, it doesn't matter if she's tired, it doesn't matter what condition, she will get up to do whatever it is I want. Like, if I want pretzel bites, she'll make me pretzel bites. If I wanted a sandwich, she would love to do the iconic make me a sandwich. And
she digs that stuff.
She does. Like, that's what she loves, making food for me, making me, like, seeing me happy is her happiness, which is, it's weird. Like, when you have someone like that, I love it. Like, I love her. But, you know, other people, it's kind of weird when you have friends over and you're like, hey, whore, will you grab me a pop or will you get me this? And she'll just do it. At the same time, there's times where, like, she'll ask me and at first it catches me off guard because I'm like, oh, you know, I want to.
But you do it. Yeah.
I want to almost protest, but then at the same time, I'm like, I have no right to protest anything. So I go and get her whatever she wants every time.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's marriage. Give it, take. You
well,
know?
With this, it seems like he was.
More so taken.
Yeah, I feel like you don't wake up Chelsea at 3 a.m. asking for food.
I actually feel bad if I ever have to wake her up. Like, if the next morning she's like, yeah, I woke up because you did this or that. I'm like, damn, I feel like shit because I kept you up and I want her to sleep.
Like, this guy's
too.
Going out of his way, just poking her until she's
like, that's,
hey, can you go heat up my
especially
pizza?
Especially because he could just go out there and get a snack. Like, if I'm hungry at 3 a.m., I'm not waking up Chelsea to make me a snack. That is the difference. I will just go out and make a quick little snack, watch a quick little video on the TV, and then go back to sleep because, you know, no need to get her up. Now, at the same time, if I don't wake her up in the morning, so say I wake up, today I woke up at 7, if I didn't roll over and say, hey, I'm getting up, do you want to get up? If I just leave and go to the living room, she'll get quite upset because she'll wake up alone, and then she's like, I woke up alone. You weren't there. And she's like, I'd much rather you just wake me up early in the morning and then I'll go out in the living room, fall back asleep, and then wake up with you. And I'm like, that seems like that would be worse. And
yeah, for real.
And like, she's like,
I don't know anybody who'd choose that.
She's like, no, I'd rather be next to you. And I'm like, well, I love that. So I'll do that. I'll wake her up in the morning and then we'll go out in the living room and she'll pass back out because she's so tired. And it's like, I don't know why you didn't just want to stay in your warm bed.
Like, yeah, you would never know.
Yeah, but that's love.
Yeah.
But so I think.
No, OP is not the asshole. Not at all. This guy just, I can't.
I think there's
that.
More things going behind
and
the
then,
scenes.
Hey, can you rub my back? It's just the whole thing is.
Yeah, like,
I don't like
she the guy. She would know already if he had a bad back. Like, I feel like if I came home and had issues, I would be like, God, my back's killing me.
Yeah. Yeah, don't wake her up at 1 a.m. and ask for it. Like, if your back's hurting, then before you go to bed. Like she didn't say she wouldn't do it. She just
exactly.
said, you know, just tell me before bed. Don't wake me up.
Yep.
Some people.
Yeah. All right. So that'll wrap up Emma the Asshole for today. So let's transition to things you should know.
Yeah, let's do it. Actually, I got a good topic for today.
What is it?
Might as well just add to the anxiety that we're just piling on to our show. You know, just talking about so much just catastrophe and conspiracies.
Yeah.
So the Iceland volcano, as I'm sure a lot of people have heard, is erupting.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen this in the news.
Yes. It erupted. It started in December 18th in Iceland. The local time was 22:17 when it first started. But prior to that, you know, they were feeling a lot of earthquakes and they knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
They just, they actually got where it did erupt. They got it perfectly. They're like, we think it's going to be right here. They were 100% right.
Wow.
But they were wrong on how much lava is like coming out of it. Like it's.
Wait, did they expect it to be? Expected a little less?
They expected a little less. They were pretty wrong on that regard. But they nailed the location.
Well, that's good, at least. Hopefully they were able to prepare enough.
Yes, they evacuated the whole village. That was, let's see. I might butcher this. Grindavik. Yeah, it's got a population of like 3,600 people. And because of like the tremors, like they had a big heads up of, hey, this is going to be coming. So they evacuated everybody out of there.
That's got to be terrifying living next to an area like that.
I think Iceland, they have quite a few volcanoes all around them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this settlement that, like, this village, Grindavik, this volcano that just erupted hasn't erupted in 2,000 years, so.
2,000 years?
Yeah, 2,000 years, and it's starting up again right now. But I wouldn't think of that if I was going to build a home. I wouldn't even know that's a volcano, I feel like.
That's true. I don't know. I'm just always skeptical about living near the ocean, living near
especially the ocean with me, too.
Mountains.
No, fuck the ocean.
I don't like the mountains just because there's things.
Skinwalkers.
That live in, yeah, I love living next to freshwater.
Michigan.
I love Michigan. Yeah. I love Michigan.
So ever since the eruption, the fissure that it created has grown 2.5 miles long.
That's a crack in the earth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's
just
like splitting
that,
open
stupid.
And like that's what the lava's coming out of, like 2.5 miles long out of there. And that to me is just kind of insane.
Yeah. That's nuts to think about. You just see a crack in the earth just open up a couple miles long. And you're just like, well, don't know if I'm going to be living here much longer.
Yeah, no. And, I'm not going back to Grindavik after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like so how do you rebuild? How do you, I don't think.
No, everything I just said was crazy, right?
Yes.
Well, it's not really crazy at all for what I'm about to actually tell you. Volcanoes are scary, very scary. I'm sure everybody has heard the name Pompeii.
Yeah, I think it's Pompeii.
Pompeii, yeah. Everybody's heard of that, and the volcano that just wiped out this huge city, which was Vesuvius, is that
Ooh,
volcano.
Mount Vesuvius.
Which is in Italy.
I talked about this.
Yeah. Yep. This one is called Campi Flegre. It is said to be the second most powerful volcano.
What's the first? Does it say the first biggest?
I think it's Vesuvius.
Vesuvius would be the, that's what I thought.
Now, what's scary right now is Iceland, they knew this volcano was going to be erupting because of all the earthquakes and the little tremors. That's usually a telltale sign of, hey, you know, a volcano is about to be active.
Okay.
Well, all over Naples, there has been over 1,100 little earthquakes and tremors around Campi Flegre.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I've said this, but it is the second most powerful volcano. Scary, right?
Does it say the population of those people that live beneath?
It's in the millions.
It's in the millions?
Millions around this volcano. I think it's around 4 million, I want to say.
Wow.
Probably more, actually.
That's crazy.
And that's not going to matter around this volcano, Matt, because this all sounds scary, right?
Yes.
I'm not done. Let me continue.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Okay.
This volcano is sitting on top of lava that is shared with Vesuvius.
Oh, man.
If Campi Flegre erupts, there is a very big chance Vesuvius will erupt at the same time, wiping out all of Italy.
Like, just gone off the face.
Gone.
That's not cool, man. I love pizza. Like, and that's going to be sad. Well, there's so much good food in
history. No more Sicilian pizza. It's
no.
gone.
No.
But you shouldn't be worrying about that because, yeah, Italy may be completely wiped off, but the rest of the world is going to suffer an ice age for up to 3 years.
You know, I think this is going to sound bad, but I think we'd be fine in Michigan, Minnesota,
I don't
Wisconsin.
Think so.
How cold are we talking?
Bro. It's okay because of, like, the ecosystem and our seasons. Like, yes, Michigan, we have harsh winters, but we have great summers, great springs. Everything is not going to be okay if we just stay a constant winter for 3 years. That messes up the whole ecosystem. The bears they're just never going to stop hibernating. That's a huge thing off the food chain. Like,
oh yeah,
our drinking system, like our whole water
food.
System. Yep. Agriculture, done. Yeah, it's going to affect everybody.
How would you eat?
I hope you have cans of beans.
Oh, man, this is...
Start stocking up, because this is looking like a high probability.
So this is like a higher probability to me than like an asteroid hitting us and wiping us out.
Honestly, Matt, every day I wake up, I'm like, wow, still alive. Still
yeah, here. I'm just grateful to wake up. Like,
yeah, like if you think about it, we're just a rock. Out in this vast expanse of the unknown, and at any time, any point, an asteroid could hit us. We could be invaded. We could find out this is a simulation, that these volcanoes could go off and throw us into an ice age. The huge earthquake hits the coast of California and floods.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah,
I'm really waiting for...
That's called
for,
the big one.
Yeah, if that happens, man, those plates and shit, like, we're going to lose a whole part of our country just gone. I mean, this is going to sound very bad, but like, sure, the political views I don't really care about, but they're people. I don't want people to die.
Like, people over in California, even though I'm not over there, I care if, you know, all these people are dying.
I don't want innocent people to die.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you do?
Nothing.
Although,
I'm volunteering
to
go help
time,
over there.
At the same time, there's a lot of land in the middle of, like, the United States, like...
Unused.
North Dakota, South Dakota, all of those... states that are just vast open space. Why don't we just take the people and push them?
Just kidding. Why don't we just take Bikini Bottom and push
them
somewhere?
Yeah,
else?
Exactly. We should just be like, all right, guys, just come on over here. We're gonna go over here. It's safe. We got food. We got everything you need.
There's no water.
Although, how do you get
no
people?
Flooding.
How do you get people that are used to like the nicest temperatures, the beautiful weather? And take them.
But at the
and
same time, you're talking about vast expanse where those mountains are.
Oh, yeah, you're
we
right.
We got a mountain chain going through the center of the U.S. almost. Like, that takes away a lot of that. And Kansas and, like, all that. That's pretty barren, I think.
Yeah.
You can't really grow much. There's nothing there.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's no water sources. So, I mean, there's a reason that's like that. So,
you know, for a long time that California wanted to pipe the Great Lakes water over there.
Yeah.
All the states over there were trying to like sign up a thing to get the water.
Well, yeah, they're so far from Michigan, they see us over here just
all
drinking
this,
nice
all this
spring
water.
Water.
Yeah.
And they're
like,
I want that.
They're like, we're having troubles, so we're thinking about having legislation. And then Michigan and like the ones all around the water were like, there ain't no way
you guys
are getting a single drop of this water. And then they started...
We already have to share it with Ohio and Wisconsin.
And then like a couple of years ago, they started bottling in the UP. There's a water bottling place.
Distribute it.
Yeah, and they sell water. Now, I think it's sad that Michigan has to pay the same price as other states. I think we should get like a cheaper.
No, we should have our water for free.
Yeah.
We reside in the state of Michigan.
Like when
we should have free
when Flint had
water.
That whole water crisis, that bottling company should have just
supplied.
That
should have never been
supplied.
A crisis, Matt. Yeah, it should have never been a
crisis.
Well,
that's another whole topic for another whole day.
We'll put that in our back pocket.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about the lead in the pipes and shit. But yeah, the volcano thing, that is scary because...
It's just what's going to get us, you know?
Either aliens, it could be the volcanoes, it could be
the flooding, ice age,
could be a solar flare that could just shut off all electronics.
Anything.
And all of these things will kill a huge portion of the population.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of anxiety.
Just
for you
more
guys.
You should know, guys. You know? But I think that'll wrap up today's topic for things you should know.
Yeah, I'm pretty stressed out.
Yeah, I'm stressed out. Like, makes me vastly unprepared. Not enough ammo, not enough food.
You know what? Maybe we should just, for every episode, just start putting the things you should know in the front of the episode and then just laugh at the...
Yeah, I think
like
we're
going to... Like we did the last episode.
We're going to have to make that a mandatory thing because...
Because it seems that we have a running theme here of just, like, not things you should know, it's... What can kill you?
Yeah. We might have to just change the title. Things that will kill you eventually.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But if you guys have a topic that you think we should hear, you can email us at bettermadetopics@gmail.com and we will talk about it.
If we deem it worthy.
Yes, of course. And, you know, as always, we appreciate you listening to Better Made Topics and, you know... There's so many podcasts out there, and thanks again.
It means a lot.
But until next time, we'll catch you on Better Made Topics.
Until then. Make a decision, would you?